Are recording.
Okay. All right, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we had some. Well, do we have any public comments from those? And I don't have Zoom on, so keep an eye, please, for raised hands. Are there any public comments for folks who are on the Zoom? See anything?
No, I don't see anything on the Zoom.
Okay. All right. We have a couple of comments. I will read, and I will note that these are primarily related to the academic calendar for next year. These concerns have actually been addressed with the proposed academic calendar that the board will be voting on this evening. But one of them is from Stacy Cook. It says, I'd like to make a comment for tomorrow's board meeting regarding the 25-26 school calendar. The asynchronous days seem to be getting more excessive. I do not feel there's any learning value to these days. Packets sent home or videos shared are not a suitable replacement for in-person instructional learning. I personally feel that they should be done away with altogether for future school years. One more. Dear OCS Board and Scheduling Committee, I'm unable to attend the scheduled board meeting this week, and therefore I'm writing this comment in advance to request that Odyssey Charter School eliminate scheduled asynchronous days for the upcoming school calendar year. For the 24-25 school year, my fourth graders had 8 pre-scheduled asynchronous days in the calendar, and then additional days were added for the snow and boiler issue in intermediate school. This is far too many days of missed learning. Asynchronous days are in no way a substitute for a day of in-person learning. There is no actual instruction happening, and the assignments are essentially homework assignments, and in some cases, no assignments are given at all. In addition to the lost learning time, these days create a lot of stress for working parents to arrange childcare and to make sure the work is completed, and all of my children would prefer to. The sentence ends there. I've spent countless hours trying to access links through Schoology that ultimately are blocked or don't work, which is beyond frustrating for myself and other children. Our children have missed enough school for a lifetime already and need to be in class learning from their amazing Odyssey teachers. I'm hopeful you will take this into consideration and choose to eliminate these wasted learning days from the schedule. That's from Jody DeLicio. So again, we typically don't engage with public comment, but just to be clear, the calendar we'll consider this evening for next year does not include scheduled asynchronous days. Okay, any other public comment we're seeing?
Nothing on the Zoom.
Okay. Do you want to address the minute situation quickly while I'm getting our agenda up?
Sure. To vote approve this evening, we have minutes. Ken sent out drafts for October 16th, November 11th, which was the special meeting to discuss the walkthrough of Building 20, and then, 26, 27. Too many building numbers, 27. And also from November 11th, we did not have a meeting in December. I have drafts for January and February that I'll give to Andriana this week, and we'll vote on next month. So today we'll be voting to approve the minutes from 10-16, 11-11, and 11-20.
Okay. Any comments or issues or questions with the draft minutes as proposed? We have a motion.
I move we approve the minutes as presented.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, minutes are approved, and to Joel's point, we'll provide the next sort of slate of them at the next meeting. Okay, head of school report.
I'm muted.
Oh, I think we need to mute, and we probably need you to unmute, that's my guess. Are you muted?
We're muted. Okay. Yes? Okay, I'm assuming people can hear, maybe. I'm still muted on mine. Should I unmute or no?
Yeah, unmute.
Okay. Now I'm unmuted. Does that work?
Normally, we would just use this as the microphone, and we would keep this unmuted.
Helen, are you hearing echoes when Elias is talking?
Testing, 1, 2, testing.
We can hear you.
But are there echoes, or are we okay?
I don't hear an echo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that just an internal echo?
Are you muted, Elias?
Now I'm not.
He's unmuting because the mic is... Is it there?
Yeah, I hear everything clearly. Can you guys hear me? No, now you're muted.
Okay. Ready?
I hear you guys. So if you talk now, I can hear you. We don't hear the echo.
Okay. We'll deal with it.
Okay.
All right. Let me zoom in because of my eyesight. Okay. Turf Field project is installing batting cages. Those are going to be in on April 9th. The elevator is getting its clearance on the 20th of March. And then we have our contractors have been providing several bids, and they're coming in right now through the whole process that we have for Building 27, including schematics and things of that nature. Through our partnership with, what is it, light bulbs? Light bulbs. We have received 100% subsidized grant through the state for the purchase of $160,000 worth of new lighting for the project. So that's quite a relief for the building, and kudos to all who helped us get that. We're going to look at pursuing that same grant to do the other buildings as well that need infrastructure upgrades through that program. The Building 22 boiler has been replaced. Amen to that. So that was a monumental task. Thank you to Evan and the team for getting that done. Right? It looked like a food truck, but it was there doing another job. And it was a $30,000 food truck for 1 month. The specific SBAC and SAT goals for the spring are continuing right now and being reinforced. The administrative teams are also reviewing schedules and transitions. And in addition to that, we have some really good news to, in terms of like what we're planning for the last quarter over here. We're creating these bridge groups to help provide foundational skills and supplemental skills based on student performance, so that we can provide students more aligned courses to their current and future potential levels. This critical intervention is going to allow us to make sure we are properly challenging our students and maintaining balanced classes. In other words, it's going to push students that are on the cusps up to the next level so that we can make sure that all of the kids are being challenged properly and that we have all of our advanced classes full, very, very full. So... This will definitely help, you know, make sure that we don't have some courses that have more students in them than others, and it'll look a lot more balanced as a result of that. Odyssey's also, you know, has introduced this year some new professional development opportunities for emerging leaders, as we've talked about in the past. That's about to start as well. It was going to be a semester-long project. It looks like it's going to be about a 12-week project now, just based on our capacity for this year. We'll be expanding a little bit more next year. Goal 3, we have a big event coming up on April 9th. It is the grand opening of our athletic complex. Just last week, we had the soft opening, and that was really quite a lovely event. If you had the chance to attend, it was wonderful. We had over 800 people here, and they had the time of their lives on those fields, and I had the time of my life announcing the game and screaming goal every time somebody scored, and testing the sound system and playing with all of the little bells and whistles of the fields. It's quite an impressive package. We're also doing tours on a case-by-case basis for the families that are coming through, and currently we have over 320 students that have accepted our invitations, and our numbers are trending up. up to 70% higher than last year at this time in terms of our acceptances. In fact, the exact number is 71%, an increase of 139 acceptances, 38% of which came from kindergarten students. So a lot of our enrollment efforts and targeted enrollment efforts are leading to fruitful outcomes, startlingly more impressive data than we had last year in this respect. I do believe that possibly the marketing piece and also the fields opening have also contributed to our ability to garner more interest in the school, as we anticipated. The school is also being more intentional about highlighting the characters, traits, and accomplishments that lead to the success in school and in life. And in service of this, we've had a lot of excellence awards. And as part of our ongoing effort over here, we wanted today to announce our Filotimo in Action Awards recipients, who will have their formal reception tomorrow. But we promise to announce them in the board meetings every time they come up. And as I promised, we have our winners, our Filotimo in Action winners for the winter session. And they are Greg Altmeyer, James Ankenbrand, Kiriakula Miha, Juliet Gunyang, Julie Tsakumas, Ella Maddox, Chastity Steele, Brianne Preston, Marie Humphrey, Dimitra Zinoudis, and Sidonia Cannon. Congratulations to our Filotimo in Action Award winners. They will be celebrated by our entire organization tomorrow with a lovely luncheon. So thank you for everything that you do for our organization. Now for the building level updates. My voice is cracking today. I'm a little bit challenged. So my hope is that I do have the leaders on the call to take over the reins for me. If not, I'll carry on and you can hear my cracked voice. Hisula, are you on the call?
I am on the call. If you guys don't mind, I'm actually also not feeling 100%. So I'm going to leave my camera off, but I'm happy to read if we're ready for me. So Mr. Pappas went over a lot of our general updates. We enjoyed the soft opening of the field very much. We also, was going to shout out Dimitra Zinoudis for the Filotimo in Action Award. When it comes to our major goals right now at the lower school, we had our mid-year data come out, and we had our interventionists meet with teachers to give specific feedback on how to work with small groups of students, remake their groups, and really push those students to their full potential of growth toward the end of the year. We also aligned a lot of professional development to that goal. So our instructional coach, Lindsay Neff, at the lower school provided a deep dive into the data and then followed up with a whole school PD on maximizing instructional time and certain strategies for classroom instructional techniques that get all students participating at once, these Kagan cooperative learning strategies. And we are, in fact, geared toward looking at those in the classroom and providing feedback back on those in the classroom. Those cooperative learning strategies align with a lot of the feedback that the APs and I were giving teachers in their DTGSS feedback. And we are continuing our second round of DTGSS geared at student instruction, student interaction and engagement during instruction, and rigorous activities going on in the classroom. So, and we're giving them the tools to do that with the Kagan Structures training that was provided. So that is our goal there. We're also looking not just at the whole group instruction, but also at our intervention time. The academic leadership team has been engaged in a educational literacy, early educational literacy leadership training that we are utilizing when we are in classrooms doing observations on the general instruction, but also on the intervention time. So we've been looking at ways to maximize that instruction toward the end of the year and then using that to help decide how we're going to structure our intervention blocks next year to maximize that time and maximize student success. So those are the main academic updates. We are currently, again, pushing after school activities. We had a great response to the OWL Science Club. Big shout out to Cindy Price, Ms. Kleiner, and Sophia Tsiami, who stepped in to support because we had more students sign up than we were ready for. And rather than turn them away, we had someone volunteer to give some additional adult support after school to help that science club run. We are going to have a second round of that and starting April 1st. Soccer Shots has started again. Drama Kids continues. And we also have our aftercare, of course, program running in the lower school. We did talk about the celebrations. We really thank anyone for coming out to the Marking Period 2 Philo Awards, and we look forward to publicizing information about the Marking Period 3 Philo Awards. I'm actually meeting with the team leaders tomorrow. We'll be setting a date for that and getting that out to families so that you have time to plan. Marking Period 4 Philo Awards will likely be rolled into our end-of-year celebrations. We also had a great Spread the Word to End the Word Inclusion event, thanks to Kelly Burdett. We have Rock Your Socks coming up for Miss Smiley, and we're doing it much simply this year. She had a brilliant idea. Instead of having us order socks from the organization for Down syndrome, we are actually going to just be wearing our own mismatched socks, but still collecting money to go to the foundation. So it does simplify the process quite a bit. I think it makes it more accessible to all students who want to participate. So on Friday, if you wear mismatched socks and bring $2, that money will go straight to the Down Syndrome Foundation. And I, of course, shout out to Dimitra for her Philotimo in Action Award. And all she does is a school nurse keeping us healthy and safe. And we have the events that were discussed by Mr. Pappas, as well as Parent Camp on the 15th, an Earth Day celebration, Autism Awareness on the 2nd, Greek Independence Day Parade on the 6th. We will be in March going to watch our students. Some of us are going to be going watch our students at the flag raising on the 25th. And then on the 26th, we will be having our own little parade at the lower school. I've put something on Facebook and there will be information coming out in Infinite Campus for that. That's all from me.
Okay. So for the intermediate school, many of the updates are very similar. We went through our Philo Awards as well, which is always exciting for us to celebrate the great things happening, student efforts. We always get a chance to shout out our teachers as well. I think in terms of culture, we got to celebrate Apocryase Day, which we brought students out to the fields. They got to hear the sound system playing music as they danced and celebrated. Carnival style. This week we are working on progress monitoring, where we are collecting data on students' academic interventions to determine what next steps we may need to take to support student learning. One big thing that is new for the intermediate school is our student-led conferences, which we rolled out for the first time beginning of March, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. So this was a shift from traditional conferences where teachers are sort of sharing out with parents what's going on with students. But instead, this was an opportunity for students to be leaders of their own learning, where they present reflections on various learning targets for each of their respective subjects, including their goals for each of their subjects, and then how their teachers and the adults in their lives can support them in meeting those goals. We got really positive feedback on these conferences. Our staff especially felt like this was powerful because of how kids get to really own their learning. There's some accountability in terms of them recognizing, you know, that this is an opportunity to see where I'm falling short, what adjustments I can make. And we just really felt like it went as great as it could go. So shout out to the intermediate school team for taking this on and, you know, really coming through and preparing students. I think there were a lot of lessons learned in terms of efficiencies we can pick up for next time we do this, you know, because we had to prepare every kid to talk about, you know, the work that they're doing and goals. And our teachers did an amazing job, and I can't say enough good about them. So I want to make sure I highlight that. That is it for the intermediate school.
Dr. Pete Locke, are you on?
I am. I was just I was getting the head of school report in a font size that I can actually see. So just give me a sec. Where did it go? All right. A lot of cultural things going on at the middle school the last several weeks here. This week at the middle school is a BPA Spirit Week. BPA is running a fundraiser all week where students can participate in things like Twin Day, Dress Like a Teacher Day is tomorrow, Color Wars Friday. All the proceeds for the week are going to the BPA and their traveling efforts, I believe, as they have the state national competitions, things like that coming up. Last Saturday at Cab Calloway, the middle school Science Olympiad team, led by Nick Manilinkis and I just call him Mr. V, set three teams and 45 students. So we had a sixth grade team, a seventh grade team, and an eighth grade team. And all three teams finished no worse than in the top half. And I believe it was the sixth grade team. They finished in like 13th or 14th out of 41 teams. So we had a lot of Odyssey kids running around Cab. I went for a little bit. There were a lot of smiles on faces, and it looked like it was a good day for all the kids. And so Nick and Mr. Vasilis have done a great job with that team the last couple of years. Spring sports have begun. Looks like we've got a little bit over 200 students that have signed up to go out, and there's almost like 110 in track alone. So teams are being made this week, and the first competition is actually on our field, our new turf field, March 26th. Our girls soccer team plays Springer, and that is actually the first event for any of our spring teams. Next Wednesday, the start of the fourth quarter, the middle school is going to be piloting the Yonder Pouch program. The Yonder Pouches are those pouches that students can stick their cell phones in. They magnetically lock, and they are designed to aid the students, really, but teachers as well, in terms of limiting distractions, staying off their phones, all those types of things that get in the way of education during the day. And so we're going to start that next Wednesday and take a look at it during the fourth quarter and see how we can implement it, full time next year. February, with all the weather, was kind of a mess. So we are going to combine the second and third quarter student of the quarters award ceremony. We're going to be using the stadium as well. April 4th, it's Friday. We're going to do it right after lunches are done. And we're going to invite all the students and their parents and celebrate them for their achievements. And then academically, math and ELA classes are administering the FIABs, and we gauge student progress as we head towards the other testing that we have in May as we move forward with all that kind of state testing and everything that ends the year. And that is it from the middle school.
Thanks, Mike. For the high school, a couple of the things that Mike talked about we're doing at the high school level as well. Our spring sports are in full swing. We actually had baseball at Media Day today at Frawley Stadium, so they were out there doing that. A couple of other upcoming events for the high school. Hold on 1 minute. As the end of the marking period 3 is on Monday. Friday, March 28th, we have the AP African American Studies trip to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. We have an OHA trip on Thursday, April 3rd, as well as the high school Prism concert for band. And then Friday, April 4th, is our Trident celebration for marking period 3, so our third Trident celebration of this year. In terms of academic app updates, we're doing a lot of the same things as the other buildings, but we also wanted to highlight our seniors. We've had many college acceptances and scholarships offers, including 5+ students who've received full ride offers to one or more colleges, including University of Virginia, Haverford, Franklin and Marshall, and UD. We have completed a lot of our large-scale events for recruitment and retention, but the high school continues to offer tours to interested families, and we also look forward to inviting any eligible seventh grade students to apply to OHA after third marking period grades have been released. And that's all for the high school.
Thank you very much. I'd also like to highlight one more thing from the middle school. We just got wind of this afternoon. Great news in the Newcastle County Science Fair. Two of our projects won first place from the middle school. So congratulations to the middle school science team for putting together a wonderful science fair that we got to experience over here. And I actually got to be a judge for. And I knew that a couple of those projects were going to do really well, and they did. And so they're going to be going on to the Delaware Valley Science Fair in a couple weeks now. And this is kind of the first time that we've gotten back to the competitive level in quite a few years. And again, it shows a lot about what we're able to do in our program, coupled with the Science Olympiad, how the rigor is definitely moving in the direction that we'd like to see in our middle school. So congratulations to the middle school science for all of their efforts these last couple of months. CIA professional development, over 50 staff members attended CharterCon on Friday. We got overwhelmingly positive feedback about CharterCon. The teachers felt very engaged and inspired by the speakers and the Kagan strategies and community circles and working memory stuff that they worked on. Instructionally, the academic staff and principals are doing walkthroughs right now with a tool that helps cultivate positive learning cultures. The walkthroughs will begin weekly by building administration to support students in successful classrooms. And the DTG, as was mentioned before, the DTGSS observations are being completed as well, with the second round being done by the end of this month and then the third round being done by the first day of May. So there's a lot going on in terms of busyness with evaluations and things of that nature. We also right now are, the CIA is helping us with the Teacher of the Year nominations and the process of choosing the Teacher of the Year. I believe the certificates for the nominees were just delivered today. From the assessment lens, March testing 3 to 8, you have the IEBs that were kind of mentioned by Dr. Pete Locke as well. And those are used to be able to gauge our progress towards SBAC success and see what we have to do in the last month over here to help prepare our students. PSAT and SAT testing were also occurring at the high school level, completed on the 5th and the 12th. Access testing for ML students was completed in February in a pretty exhaustive process for the whole network. And we thank all of our people in the Multiple Language Learners Program who had to put together a very exhaustive schedule and our data coordinator for helping to support that. SBAC testing, as we mentioned, is going to begin in the spring, right after spring break. So parents will be notified about that to help support in the process, make sure the kids are getting proper sleep and being fed well and are ready and prepared to go ahead and take on that challenge. The financial updates I'm going to leave to Jeff. Transportation-wise, continuing to from our previous exercise with the TSA Department of Homeland Security for follow-up safety assessments, phase two was completed yesterday and will be finishing within the next 2 weeks. More in-house training is taking place to build redundancy for drivers in 25-26, and an additional driver has successfully completed their CDL credentialing, which is great news as well. More interviews are coming along the way. I'd also like to add that Evan and Sun went to the CPI training to get new updated training for us, and they are now officially super certified, and they will be certifying the rest of our staff. That's necessary. It was a pretty exhaustive process, so we appreciate them taking, what was it, 3 consecutive days? Yeah, 3 consecutive full days to get fully trained for our organization. So that's very powerful for us. student services department, always a heavy load. We talked a little bit about the multiple language learners and the access testing. Scores will be released by the end of the school year for that. And then the multiple language learners team continues to participate with the Delaware Department of Education Teacher Leadership Program to help support English language proficiencies in grades 6 to 12. Additionally, the team will attend the 5th Annual Multiple Language Learners Conference on April 9th and 10th. In terms of our MTSS, the coaches from the CIA and the student services are continuing to work collaboratively to make sure that we're focusing on the Tier 1 practices, which means the in-the-classroom practices that help all the students learn. School-based problem-solving teams are continuing to meet regularly in order to provide the support plans and the behavioral plans for our students. The interventionists have completed their middle-of-the-year benchmark assessments for ELA and math, and the interventionists are supporting the teachers in the areas of fidelity of intervention implementation and progress monitoring along the way. Efforts are underway right now to identify opportunities for improvement in the delivery of Tier 2 and 3, especially for next year. Overall, the LCS team continues to work with the Delaware IEPs in Phase 4. Specifically, we have a pretty extensive team working on this with Sun and Callaway and Neff and Erskine and Jackie Serbo and DeMeo. The NCCT team, the Transition to Adult Life Fair for students with disabilities is going to be held at Dell Tech on the 27th, and we are supporting our attendance in that as well. IT fiber optic updates, we need SCG to finish their conduit under the road so that we can finish what we need to do on the grandstand. The grandstand audio system has been installed, and I did get to play with it last week. It's really fun. The ballpark sounds really, really good, and when you turn up the volume, it can be pretty menacing. But we won't do that. We are also beginning our door upgrades plan for Building 27, and we will be bringing Wi-Fi replacement plans using the E-rate federal subsidized dollars for Building 27 project as well. Bids are in. We're evaluating the options toward the contracts. Our staffing is already ongoing and planning, and jobs are being posted for next year. We also attended the virtual fair, and during preview night, we hosted a fair here, and we had over 40 applicants come that day, and we found some gems that we're going to be following up on, so that was really good news as well. Our facilities team, as a reminder, has a specific deep cleaning schedule that's commenced. That schedule has been released to all of the principals so that the communication can go out to all of the teachers in the various buildings and know exactly what the schedule looks like for the deep cleans that are occurring on a weekly basis. We also completed the new faculty lounge over here in the middle school and repainted hallways. As you can see, stairwell was just done on the side that's adjacent to Building 23. We have the stairwell that we'll be doing next and complete that particular part of it. So we're good with that. Food service is preparing for their April audit. It's an annual process, and so they are ready for their auditors and excited to welcome them onto our campus. Fundraising, we have our golf outing. It is June 16th. We really encourage folks to go. Some people have already signed up, and we want to make sure it's a highly successful event for us. So please do help contribute to our programs and participate in our golf outing. I think Jeff can provide more details on the golf outing too. We did replace the door over here in 21, and it does work correctly now, which is great because it was having a lot of trouble for a long time. So we're really happy about that. We're also evaluating generally the spaces around us through walkthroughs to make sure that all the shared spaces in the classrooms are safe and are up to code in terms of compliance for safety and security. Board approvals, April 3rd, the OHA trip to Topgolf and King of Prussia is happening. So we're asking for that board approval. On Wednesday, April 30th, the high school PBIS trip to Topgolf, King of Prussia is happening as well. On Monday, the 28th, the middle school and high school Future Farmers of America trip to the National Aquarium in Baltimore is occurring. On Wednesday, the March 26th, Dr. Lukaku will travel to Washington to the Greek embassy for the celebration of the Greek Independence Day. And next week, I believe they come in on Sunday, we have the whole group that's coming in, students from Greece, from Pierce College in Greece. And we'll be hosting them for an entire week, and they'll be in Philadelphia on the 25th. They'll be going to the 76ers game on the 26th. They're going to Washington, D.C. on the 27th, New York on the 29th, and Dr. Lukaku and I will be joining them throughout the various events. So I couldn't tell you exactly what day I'm going to be where, but something like that, somewhere between D.C., New York, and Pennsylvania, we'll be doing all that stuff.
I forgot to add, sorry.
And the last thing as a reminder is to approve the initial approval of the calendar for next year. We did make a mention already that the feedback we have received, and we worked very hard to make sure that there were no asynchronous days on there, and all the days are in live and in person moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So if you mute, Paco, I think you were trying to say something.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to add Kyriakoula and Micha also in the team that we will travel with our guests from Athens. Thank you.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That was a very fulsome report. Do we have a motion related to the out of state travel?
Hold on, guys. Nope. I'm getting text messages.
Okay. Why don't we go to the academic calendar first? We received from Juliana, thank you, Juliana, for the email. Any questions from board members? I think there was a very comprehensive overview of what changed this year to next year. Are there any questions or comments from board members before we vote on the new calendar? Okay, do we have a motion?
Actually, I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So while I am silently celebrating, loudly celebrating the non-inclusion of asynchronous days, I think that's scheduled asynchronous days. I know in years past, those were coinciding oftentimes with professional development days and other requirement required days for the teachers. Is that being handled differently this year to ease that asynchronous day burden, understanding that they can still happen when there's a need? But how did we get from 8 asynchronous days on the schedule to none? And just out of curiosity.
We had to add it.
Okay.
Do we add them primarily at the end? Yeah.
We just had to add days to make it work. And we were trying to, last year, utilize the days as much as we could.
Yep.
We didn't have to add days to folks, but at the end of the day, it's like you're either going to have it this way or that way. So we heard from a lot of different levels of stakeholders that they wanted it this way. So
okay.
What we did.
Thank you.
I will say that does make it easier and more to manage as a parent. So, thank you.
Do we have a motion?
For the travel?
For the calendar. Let's do calendar first.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
I move we approve the calendar as presented.
Do we have a second? Okay, Georgia, seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, calendar passes. And then Elias, there was
we had a couple additions. Of
okay.
Right? So we have Dorney Park trip on June 2nd for the high school. And then we also have adding Kyriakoula-Micha to the Pierce trips all over the Mid-Atlantic. And the third grade field trip to the Philadelphia Zoo on April 17th. That's the addition.
Okay, so we have Topgolf, King of Prussia, Topgolf, King of Prussia, National Aquarium, Dorney Park, Greek Embassy, Pierce Schools tour of the United States, if we want to, Mid-Atlantic, and the Philadelphia Zoo. Do I have it all? And we have multiple representatives joining the Pierce School
tour. Any questions or comments? Do you have a motion?
I move we approve the out-of-state travel.
Any second? Thank you. Any discussion from the board? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can the board members on the phone please vote as well? All those in favor? Any opposed? Okay, we only have three votes, so I need board members on the phone to please come off mute and vote on this. All those in favor of the out-of-state travel trips? Maybe we're not hearing them because Georgia Halakos looks like she's not on mute. Helen, can you say something so we see if we hear you? Can you hear us? Dr. Lukaku, can you hear us?
We are off mute and we are...
I can, yes, can hear you.
Thank you. Kostas, Helen, Georgia. Okay, we have quorum. Those who are voting have voted to approve. We will follow up by email with the rest. Thanks. Jeff, I think you are up. Or no, sorry, Dr. Lukaku, why don't you do the GREAT program report first?
All right. So March is a very busy month for the Greek department, always, because it's the Hellenic Heritage Month, and we celebrate Greek Independence Day and the Greek Revolution of 1821. This year, we're extremely happy because we relaunched the student exchange program. And as you know now, 15 eighth graders from the American College of Greece in Athens, the Pierce College, will visit us for a week. They arrive this Sunday and they will stay with us for a week until March 30th. We have planned activities with our immersion students, mainly in middle school because of the age, but they will also visit our kindergarten immersion students. I had a request from our kindergarten teachers. They wanted to host the Pierce students, so we're going to have a very cute tour to kindergarten as well. On Monday, we will host a special lunch at the Blue Box Theater for Pierce and seventh grade immersion students, and it's going to be their first time together. They will meet on Monday. On Tuesday, we will celebrate Greek Independence Day, as we said also already at the flag raising event at the with the Wilmington mayor. Everyone is welcome. The event takes place at 10 o'clock and OCS offers transportation. We will have three immersion grades, 5th, 6th, and 7th, who have been practicing the two national anthems and a couple of songs related to the day, to the Greek Independence Day. On Wednesday, Pierce and 7th immersion will start the day with some athletic activities in our fields, and then they will continue with more intercultural activities. Pierce students are ready to present their school. They have their slides and everything to present their school, their program, and life in Athens for a teenager. I'm very curious to see that. We will have more learning and cross-cultural activities over the week. And I'm certain that we are going to witness some new friendships between American and Greek students. And that's the aim, because next year it's our turn to go to Greece. Academically, our middle school immersion students took for the first time a state test for the Greek language. The test is called AVANT by STAMP. Our students were tested in two skills, which are the more challenging, the production of written and oral language, in order to assess their proficiency in the Greek language. And I'm very, very proud to say that our middle school immersion students proved to have a solid performance at the intermediate level, which is precisely their language proficiency goal for this age and grade levels. Moreover, last week, I held for the first time some immersion tours in the intermediate school to FLESS families. And the tours went really, really well. It was a great opportunity to witness for the families the program in action. We went to all the classes, actually, in the intermediate school, the immersion classes. And then we had a very productive debrief, and I had the chance to answer specific questions about the program. This month, later this month, we will send out to our intermediate school students sign up forms for the Kangaroo Math Competition. From the beginning of this year, one of our new teachers, Miss Anna Zurna, has offered the Kangaroo Math Club every Wednesday, and our learners are excited now to participate in this math competition in Greek, run by Greek University. And then I had the approvals that we have them already. So I'm done. Any questions for me?
Thank you so much. Any questions?
The board is very welcome to join us on Monday for the lunch, for the special lunch from 12 to 2. And you can meet our students as well, our students from peers and our students from here at the Blue Box Theater.
Is this next Monday?
This Monday.
This upcoming. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Of course.
Jeff?
All right, I'm going to unmute. Is this?
We can hear you, Jeff. You're good.
All right. Good evening, everyone. We're going to go through the monthly web report for February 2025. The preliminary budgeted revenues are $58.1 million. Revenues collected to date are $57.1 million, or 98.4% of the budget. Revenues received during February are really on par with what we would expect in this portion of the fiscal year. The one outlier really being another capital draw for expenditures related to the turf field project. At this point, probably 90 to 95% of the expenditures associated with that project have been spent and then reimbursed from the capital fund. So as we move forward, it's just tying up that and then moving forward with the Building 27 capital project. On the expenditure side, the preliminary budgeted expenditures are $51.3 million and expenses to date are $35.8 million, representing 70% of the budget, or where we were at this point during the fiscal year last year. Being through February represents 8 months, or 67% of the fiscal year. Some other notes, the FY25 final budget creation is still in progress and intended to be presented at the April OCS board meeting for approval as it was last year. As we've expressed, budget to actual rising expenditures and health insurance costs, substitutes, and some maintenance items are making the FY25 budget unfavorable. A detailed analysis is taking place to present with the final budget along with an action plan. Preliminary planning for the next school year has begun, as over 1,000 students have applied through the choice system to OCS. And as Mr. Pappas mentioned, 334 students have accepted their invitation with 1 week to go prior to the choice acceptance deadline, which is an increase of 71% year over year, which is a great progress. On the fundraising efforts, we have the golf outing on June 16th at Hartfield National Golf Club. It's been a really successful fundraiser and community event. This year, the award ceremony and banquet afterwards will be held at DuPoint and will be catered once again by our food service team. It should be a really great event on a private course that I know personally I don't normally get a chance to play on, so I'm really excited about that. The K-5 summer camp is currently enrolling and special programming enhancements have been advertised. And to date, $1.03 million of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the preliminarily budgeted amount of $1.28 million. On the capital side, we talked a bit about turf field project with the paving and ancillary equipment representing the last remaining items. On Building 27, the first floor construction plans were received on March 4th. RFPs for the first floor bids and second floor proposals were solicited to six general contractors on March 10th. Walkthroughs have been taking place to assist with the bid process. Architects and engineers continue to work on the second floor construction plans. They were separated out so that we could expedite the RFP process versus waiting for the entire set to be completed before being able to solicit bids to get the project going. And as mentioned, we have a $160,000 grant to subsidize the lighting costs that have been approved and coordinated with Liebulbs. Associated with that, billing number 22 boiler has been replaced, and with the savings from the lighting grant, we're going to explore drawing from the capital fund to assist with cash flow. Any questions?
Any questions for Jeff? Okay, so unfortunately we've lost quorum. We can still vote and we'll continue, but we just need to make that clear in what we're voting on. Barring any questions, motion to approve Jeff's monthly report, or what, sorry, web report. What's the right?
Monthly web report.
Monthly web report.
It is both a web report and monthly. Yes. So
all of the report.
You were correct twice.
Is there a motion?
I move we approve the monthly web report as presented for a month February.
Okay, we'll just note if any of this is an issue, we'll come back and re-vote next month. But all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'll have one quick item during Good of the School to talk about exploring bus parking. But
why don't we cover it now?
Cover now? Okay. We, and by we, I mean Evan and Josh Barron in the Transportation Department have been exploring the possibility of utilizing temporarily slash permanently, depending on what we want to do with the back of the campus behind Building 27 for some bus parking. There's a couple of reasons to explore that, enhanced safety and security, improved operational efficiencies, significant cost savings, and minimal environmental and neighborhood impact. The reason I'm bringing it up today for just the start of a conversation, not really looking to move anywhere today, but to do that, we have checked in with legal, and we probably would require a board of adjustment meeting with Newcastle County, which means we probably would engage the neighbors on that side of it before going forward with anything like that. And so Josh has written a narrative that I'll send to the board for consideration as we kind of move forward. And then we can plan together kind of the best action moving forward with approaching the neighbors and then going forward with the, if we decide to go forward with the Board of Adjustment meeting. So we actually lease a lot in Ellesmere.
Under the Route 100 bridge. Yep.
And we pay about $180 per bus per month to be there. And the crux of it is they're kind of running out of space for our expansion area. That's where it is right now. We do have some that stay here while they're being worked on because our maintenance department works out front. So next year we'll be budgeting approximately $60,000 to lease the lot, for the buses. In an ideal scenario, we're probably looking at maybe purchasing our own plots of land somewhere in the region that, you know, geographically makes sense for where the school is and this and that. But we do have space that could house all the buses here now that we're not currently utilizing for other things. And we've talked during the strategic planning process, we talked about the possibility of adding some playground space in that area and also the possibility of some additional athletic complex items such as tennis, pickleball, whatever it may be. My understanding is all of that could still happen with the buses lined up on the adjacent side. So when I say temporary permanently, we could still decide to purchase a plot of land and make a bus yard somewhere or try to, you know, partner with a district or something like that. But we also could continue to do it on campus too. So kind of where we're at, and I just want to bring to the board's attention. It depends kind of on the foliage and that kind of thing. That area, and again, as we kind of get into depth on this, I could provide maps and sort of what that looks like, but it's actually behind, it's sort of catty corner to a neighborhood, but actually behind some businesses, I think it's Phoebe's Fishery and that area over there. So part of what, generally speaking, we don't anticipate much. In the wintertime, there's probably 3 to 5 minutes of idling for the buses before they take off to kind of warm up and de-ice and things like that. But it's not to the point where decibels would be reached, and we don't think that there's an environmental impact based on we currently have our propane tanks for fueling the buses back there anyways, and the buses use that area for turnarounds for lower school pickup and drop off too. Yes. I think. I don't know if that's...
There's 1,000 gallon per
minute. This would mean that would be a bigger concern than the parking
required. Right, and I don't think that came into... I mean, that predates... I think that we've had that there for probably 7 years.
7 years, yeah.
And I don't think at that time it required an adjustment in the zoning, because my understanding is we are zoned as office regional or light industry, which includes limited use. But it includes transit and ground transportation and transportation maintenance. So I think for that aspect of regularly having buses parked there and leave from there, I think that's where legal is recommending that you have it rezoned. Sure. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. There would be probably some minor property, some paving, maybe some fence enhancements, maybe another camera. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Thank you.
We put out an email. You probably all saw the email that went out and a couple of text messages that went out. And we had, astonishingly,
I'm just giving you a mic.
Hey, everybody.
Here.
Astonishingly, we had about 12 people that initiated both on the staff side and then on the parent side. So cultural-wise, things are changing, and people really do want to get involved. We had 8 people, 4 staff members and 4 parents. And the parents do, and the staff members range from, you know, K to 12. So that was very nice. They are doing their financial training, and they had their first meeting tonight to kind of get their feet wet and understand what goes on under CBOC. And we held that meeting tonight. And we're still waiting, I think, on one parent to have their financial training done. But very good, positive update. We'll continue with that and allow stakeholders to voice their concerns under CBOC.
Thanks, John. Okay, I think we have no committees. We covered good of the school. I think we should. Are we good to pause the executive session item until next month? Okay, I just think I'd rather have more folks here. So, hearing that, do I have a motion to? I think we're finished with all of the business. This evening, is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, we'll see you next month, and we will probably just quickly re-vote on the last items this meeting. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No abstentions. All right, thank you, everyone. Appreciate you attending. We will reconvene next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.